Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life Podcast 2024, first episode after a long time of not doing podcasts. I was in a podcast hiatus because of what's been happening. You know, 2023 was a crazy year. A very challenging and tough year for me. Faced the biggest giant of my life when regards to my health. I thought that I had cancer. I thought I had autoimmune disease. Doctors couldn't find out what's wrong. But praise God, because I'm back. No trace of that sickness. A miracle happened. I'm healed. And we're just going strong this year. Hopefully this year will be really be a great year, not just for me, but for all of the listeners of our podcast. Would like to thank everyone who've listened to this podcast, to everyone who messaged me last December saying, oh, you were the top podcast that we've listened to. Thank you very much for supporting Design Your Life Podcast. This year also, hopefully, is the year that I get to publish my book, Design Your Life. Hopefully, this could help everyone out there with the message that we're trying to deliver out there in the podcast world on how you can design a purposeful life. But our very first episode, I'm excited because we are going to talk about how or three obstacles we have to overcome this year and how are we going to do it. But first, as just like in any problem, you need to identify what are those obstacles. And I have three here, and I know there would be more, but at least there's three here that we can overcome this year. In the journey towards progress, three formidable barriers often stand in our way. It's our comfort zone, the fear of the unknown, and pride. Yes. After coaching thousands of people, these are the three things that always comes out. Comfort zone, fear of the unknown, and pride. These obstacles wield significant power, and it could impede our growth and deterring us from our calling and our potential and our assignment from God. So we're going to talk about these three obstacles in this episode. But before we jump off to our topic today, let me just encourage you to buy my book, Giants for Breakfast. This is a good book to start the year. It's a tiny book. It's only 70 plus pages. And it's going to help you turn your obstacles into opportunities and how you can defeat the giants in your life. I will be linking I'll be giving you the link down below in our Shopee store and in our TikTok shop. So you can go buy our Giants for Breakfast. And just for you, for our listeners today, from 250 pesos, we're going to give a 50 peso discount so that you can go and start your year strong by reading Giants for Breakfast. And now, back to the episode. So what are those three obstacles that we have to overcome this 2024? Number one is our comfort zone. Comfort zones are safe harbors. It's inviting us to linger in the familiar and the cozy spaces of our lives. But here's the truth. The magic happens when we dare step beyond these comfortable confines. You can't stay in the harbor. Ships are not made to stay in the harbor. We love to stay in our comfort zone because it is comfortable. It means I'm not required to risk facing new challenges, and I could still stay the same till the Lord takes me. But it also means I would remain this way and never achieve certain things in life because I dare not move out of my comfort zone. Comfort is a captivating storyteller, spinning tales of safety and security. Yet within these stories lies a hidden danger, stagnation. Growth, innovation, transformation languish within the walls of comfort. You can't stay there. While comfort zones promise security, they deceive us into believing that risk is synonymous with failure. Outside the zones lies a world brimming with unexplored possibilities. Many people living in their comfort zone would ask, what if, in their dying days? What if I took the opportunity 30 years ago? What if I was not afraid to face my problems? What if I chose not to settle in my comfort zone? Life might have looked different for those who live outside their comfort zone. Are you living in your comfort zone? This is one obstacle that you have to break this year. It's learning how to challenge yourself. The second one is the fear of the unknown. Fear stands sentinel at the gates of comfort zone. This is so connected to our first obstacle, which is comfort zone, which is the fear of the unknown. It's warning against the unknown. But here's the secret. Fear is not an adversary, but a catalyst for courage. Fear, remember this, is called false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. It tells you that thousands of obstacles would hinder you from fulfilling your assignment from God. It would magnify the problem and question your God-given ability to solve those problems. The only way to overcome the unknown fears is to walk past it. David wrote in Psalms 23, and this chapter and this psalm has been a lifesaver for me last year during the toughest time of my life. It says there, "Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Notice what David did. He decided to walk in the valley of the shadow of death. David never backs down from an adventurous journey because he knows God's presence and power. So instead of cowering in fear, I want you to embrace discomfort because it is the gateway to your growth. When I was recovering from a 6-month back pain because of an infection, I knew I had to get a coach to help me get back in shape. For the first time, we got a CrossFit trainer to help me and Tammy, my wife. Though it was painful to move and stretch, I had to embrace discomfort if I wanted to get back in shape. I needed someone who would push, coach, guide, and challenge me to go beyond my fear and discomfort. You know, in just 2 months of training, my back pain was gone, and I could do things I could never do in the past 40 plus years of my life. Every step outside the comfort zone is a step toward greatness. Beyond the boundaries of comfort lies a vast landscape of opportunities. It's where innovation thrives, creativity blossoms, and new pathways to success emerge. It is your road to your comeback. The third obstacle is pride. Now, this one is the hardest. Proverbs 16:8, it says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." Pride is a major obstacle for those who want to stage a comeback in their life and who wants to start strong this year. As the saying goes, pride goes before destruction. Pride, with its allure of self-sufficiency, that I can make it in my own, often masquerades as a beacon of strength. Yet pride is an insidious stumbling block, hindering rather than aiding progress. Pride can't see barriers and blind spots. Pride blinds us to our limitations, masking the need for growth and improvement. It erects walls, preventing us from seeking guidance and assistance, impeding our journey. In Jim Collins' insightful book, How the Mighty Fall, the chapter on the hubris of success serves as a cautionary tale. It illuminates the perilous path that organizations and even individuals may tread when intoxicated by their own success. Collins portrays hubris not merely as arrogance, but as a subtle erosion of the way of the very qualities that led to success in the first place. Complacency, overconfidence, and a sense of invincibility. You think that there's nothing or no one that can stop you. He emphasizes in that book how success can breed a dangerous sense of entitlement and overestimation of capabilities, blinding individuals, organizations to warning signs or the need for adaptation. It's a potent reminder that unchecked success can sow the seeds of downfall, urging humility and continual vigilance even amid triumph. You see, the pathway to resurgence isn't always paved with bravado. It's often paved with the quiet strength of humility. Humility offers the gift of openness to learning. In the moments of defeat, a humble spirit is receptive to lessons, eager to grow from setbacks, and willing to adapt. It turns adversity into a classroom, birthing resilience from the ashes of defeat. Another aspect of humility is the willingness on our end to collaborate and partner with people. The road to comeback and the road to a great 2024 isn't solitary. Humility fosters genuine connections with others. Can't do it alone. It invites collaboration, seeking support and guidance from those who can contribute to your resurgence. The humility to acknowledge one's need for help often lays the groundwork for a really great return. We have to learn how to embrace humility. because it encourages the right kind of resilience. You know, there's a lot of talk about resilience today. But what kind of resilience are we talking about? In moments of downfall, humility shields against despair. A humble heart doesn't surrender to pride's illusion, but embraces the journey with grace and determination. Humility fuels resilience, nurturing the strength to rise from adversity time and again. In the arena of a comeback, humility emerges not as a sign of weakness, but as a mark of strength. It's the linchpin that unlocks doors, forges alliances, and paves the way for a triumphant return. So in the face of setbacks, embrace humility and watch as it fuels the extraordinary comeback story you're destined to write this 2024. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Design Your Life. We've explored incredible insights into shaping our lives with intention and purpose. Remember, life isn't just about existing. It's about designing the life you truly desire, a life with purpose. As we wrap up, let's reflect on what we've learned today, the power of intentionality, the importance of embracing change and humility, and the impact of the small steps toward our goals. I encourage you to take a moment today to ponder your dreams, your aspirations, and the steps you can take to bring them closer. Start small, but start. Remember, every decision you make today is a brushstroke in the canvas of your future. Designing your life is an ongoing journey, not a final destination. Embrace the process, be open to growth, and never underestimate the influence of your choices. Before we part ways, I want to leave you with this. Your life is your canvas, and you are the artist. Paint it boldly, with passion, purpose, and a relentless pursuit of your God-given dreams. Thank you for tuning in. If you found value in today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with friends and family. Let's continue designing lives filled with meaning and fulfillment. Until next time, keep designing your life one intentional choice at a time. This is Dennis C. signing off, wishing you a week filled with purpose, joy, and the courage to design the life you envision. Take care.